The situation is that we're 1 month on from the crisis. The international community supporting the government has actually built quite a serious network of delivery to the affected areas. 5 logistical hubs and 3 forward bases. And those are the places where material is brought from Kathmandu and from the borders of India to those areas. And we are supplying as best we can to the affected areas. But the big issue is we're running against the clock. We have monsoons coming here 3 or 4 weeks, which will close down our ability to easily work in those areas because they are very topographical and terrain-wise very challenging. So we have to use this as a mixture of different types of delivery systems from air assets, helicopters, trucks and smaller trucks. And also even down to the fact we're using Sherpas and we're using porters to carry material up to those areas which are inaccessible because of terrain, but also now because of the earthquakes that have taken place here. The landslides have made these places very unstable and very precarious.
You mentioned that you are finally well positioned to assist all the affected communities.
If we don't have the cash and we don't have the resources to actually start to deliver, as the monsoons kick in, with monsoons, heavy rain and cold weather, we face a situation where people will be, you know, exposed to the elements in a difficult situation because of the earthquakes, and now they fight the face with. So for us, we're well placed to do it. But in order for us to do it properly, we need to have better funds, we need to have better resources, and we need to have the ability to have cash, which will allow us to use a more flexible approach where people can have the cash themselves to buy the material if it's available locally, or if it's not available, that we can supply that. And that's what we are doing at the moment, and these are the challenges.
Is shelter your main concern right now?
Main concern right now is 4 weeks from now, monsoons will come, and that's going to affect the population who are, after coming through a series of major earthquakes, and find themselves with aftershocks and find themselves not knowing what the future is, the uncertainty. I think that's on the one hand. I think the second thing is that we, as the international community, are fighting against the clock with the monsoons to try and get as much material into those places before it becomes difficult logistically because of landslides, because of monsoon weather, and unable to fly in those areas. And then thirdly, the challenge of trying to make sure the pipeline we have for key commodities, key resources and key services that these populations need will be available to us between now and the monsoons and beyond, before reconstruction takes place. And reconstruction is something we hope for, but it's not something that's going to be switched on very, very quickly.
How much you have received so far in terms of funding?
In the appeal, we are probably about 98 million out of 423 million asked for, so it's probably under 25-30%. And normally for a natural disaster, the response is normally a lot more positive and a lot more favourable. And it's quite difficult to understand why the case is in Nepal, where you don't have that initial response. It was a fantastic search and rescue operation, very large scale, very impressive, very comprehensive. And we feel this reconstruction, there's a big conference coming up at the end of June. So all of that is building, the search and rescue taking place. In between, which is the bridge, which is the relief phase, is something that we have to concentrate now and try and advocate for better, more support from the international community, international donors. Otherwise, people going into the recovery and reconstruction will find themselves in a precarious situation, find themselves that they've been hampered in the relief phase and not be as well prepared for recovery and reconstruction.
I know that it's probably too early to talk about this, but I wonder if anything is being done in terms of recovery to bring back the tourism to the region.
To be honest, people are not waiting for recovery or for the international community to bring reconstruction to them. They're doing it themselves. I mean, they're a very resilient and hardy people, and they're getting on with their own lives and not waiting for us. There's been no local elections in this country since 1998, so local governance structures have been identified as being a key factor of things not working as well as they should at a local level. So people are just doing them. We have to make sure that we do the relief phase properly and prepare them and get them ready for the recovery phase. And the recovery phase means funding at a higher level than we've seen in this relief phase, and so that people can actually feel a sense of belonging and not a sense of abandonment after facing the crisis they have done in the last month. And some places haven't been reached yet by relief, and we have to find a way of making sure that happens and find a way how we can connect them to the recovery and reconstruction processes.